I want to do the group process because first, you know how it is when you begin a program, you want the whole group to be doing it together because that supports everybody. Whatever your reaction is, your presence here and in doing it supports everybody. Part of the sportsman spirit is to have your team. And today, each of you is the other person's team. Like awesome. In a proper workout, every workout must begin with a warm-up. I am going to give you a one-second warm-up. Tell me how it made you feel. You can sit, you can stand, you can lie down. Lying down is really nice because when you're lying down, your body is not doing any other work and it can just respond to the decrees. The decrees are commands. So it will just respond to the command. And while lying down, you will feel your body working out. Your muscle will automatically start contracting. Your legs might automatically come up a little bit. Your body might automatically arch a little bit. Your spine will lengthen automatically, all on its own. You are not using your bandwidth. You don't have to think of motivation. So everybody have some water. Gently lie down. If you've just eaten, then make sure that your upper back is at a slight incline because you don't want the food to come back up. If you're sitting and you're comfortable sitting, sit with complete support. Complete support means your entire spine is supported. So you're not hunched over a table. You can have your back to your chair, sofa, wall, wherever you are. But be absolutely comfortable. Have a few sips of water.
Okay.
And your warm-up will begin in 3, 2, 1 with this. You're going to take your index finger, any index finger, left or right. Index finger is the one next to the thumb. It's the easiest to write with. You're going to put your index finger in your belly button. Everybody, finger in belly button, please. From your belly button, you will trace down till your groin an exclamation mark. So you will draw a line from your belly button down and you will just press it like the dot at the end of the exclamation mark. Please try it. And see what happens immediately. We're going to do a 5-second warm-up. Right? Something's already shifting on its own. 5-second warm-up means we will do 5 exclamation marks from the belly button. So one more time, please. But give it a moment. So do it. Hang on a second. Let your body react. Third time. Fourth time. Your last warm up. Fifth time. When you're lying down, you may be able to realize this better, but by the time you would have gotten to the third or fourth or the fifth, the upper half of your belly, so there's the upper belly, there's the lower belly. Your upper belly may have also had a reaction. Aram, how are you with the warm-up?
I'm good. I just feel warmth spreading.
Excellent. That's the whole point of a warm-up. The warm-up is to make sure your metabolism kicks in, your blood flow has increased. Remember what I said right at the very beginning, it has to do with our kidneys. That switch happens in our kidneys. And now, without addressing your belly, I am going to say the decrees for your kidney, and I want you to tell me what happens. It will not take me more than 1.5 minutes. All ears to the decrees. Kidneys. Kidneys. Hello, kidneys. My kidneys. Your kidneys. My kidneys. Your kidneys. The kidneys. The kidneys. the kidneys. Perfect kidneys. Perfect kidneys. Perfect kidneys. Excellent kidneys. Excellent kidneys. Excellent kidneys. Superb kidneys. Superb kidneys. Superb kidneys. The perfect kidneys. The excellent kidneys. The superb kidneys. Round one, complete. Take a couple of moments. Please allow the body to shift, shake, do whatever it's doing. You might automatically find that there is a shuddering happening, or there is something working out, like your belly is automatically crunching. Let it happen. I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Round two begins. Goodbye, dystrophy. Goodbye, dystrophy. Goodbye, dystrophy. Goodbye, contractions. Goodbye, contractions. Goodbye, contracted. Goodbye, shortening. Goodbye, shortening. Goodbye, shortening. Goodbye, flabbiness. Goodbye, flabbiness. Goodbye, flabbiness. Going to give you 10 more seconds. Round two is complete. Starting round three. It's not so flabby. It's not so flabby. It's not so flabby. It's not so fat. It's not so fat. It's not so fat. It's not so heavy. It's not so heavy. It's not so heavy. Take another 10 seconds. Before I go to round 4 and 5, 5 seconds of the warm-up again. So, from belly button, moving down in a straight line, exclamation mark. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. How are you doing? Please take your time. If you're lying down, do not force yourself to get up. When you're ready to get up, you will turn gently to one side. And when you do, you will see how your muscle is holding you in, how your sense of compactness in your core is there. You will also have a sense of your entire body. You know, when we have the flabbiness, when we have the excessive perimenopause, menopause, midlife weight gain, we are not fully connected from top to bottom. But you will have a sense of a longer body, deeper in your body. Take your time. Tell me how you're doing before we go into rounds 4 and 5.
I'm feeling very, very, very sleepy.
I would ask you to close your eyes. Please close your eyes, Aram. You will need water. Okay, let me give you the reason for the sleepy reaction.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you also mentioned, Aram, we would do on the call is to understand that what's going on in menopause and midlife has nothing to do with menopause and midlife. It has to do mm-hmm. with older, unresolved trauma. Our bellies protrude depending on how much we've been hugged. If you have mm-hmm. not been hugged enough, the belly will protrude more. If you have been hugged by those you didn't feel safe with, the belly will expand. Like everybody's belly doesn't protrude. Like some people's belly expands sideways.
Yeah, it expands. Mm-hmm.
But it has to do with how much you have not been hugged. I mean, the belly is the gentlest but the most powerful part in our core, because the belly digests life, and life is easier to digest when somebody is there to hug you. When you don't have that hugger, then there are various kinds of fat that show up in the body. The unloved fat, the loneliness fat, the stress fat, the boredom fat, and the inflammatory fat. There are various fats that show up, and each one of y'all would have responded to one of these fats, and that's how you would know that's what's going on in your midriff right now. Sleepiness is when the body is processing so rapidly, the mind can't keep up. So the body knows that I must put my conscious mind to sleep. But Aram, you'll close your eyes, and in a few minutes, you'll be up, you'll have a glass of water, and you will feel more active. You know, and in fact, everybody can take a few minutes, because you've just experienced something so revolutionary. Yeah. You've just worked out without working out. You've just exercised without exercising. You lifted one finger. That's it.
Wow. That is really amazing.
You want to take a minute, Aram? I will do round 4 and 5
I'm
also.
No, please go ahead.
Super. Everybody ready for round 4 and 5?
Awesome.
Okay. We will begin again with the 5-second warm-up. Please, exclamation mark from your belly to lower. From belly to lower, from belly to lower. 2 more times, please. From belly downward, from belly downward. Round 4 and 5 is for the fat itself. Goodbye, stress fat. Goodbye, stress fat. Goodbye, stress fat. Goodbye, loneliness 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 fat. Goodbye, boredom fat. Goodbye, boredom fat. Goodbye, boredom fat. Goodbye, inflammation fat. Inflammation fat takes place when you've lived with stress over a very long period of time. Inflammation fat carries anger, hatred, jealousies. Goodbye, inflammation fat. Goodbye, inflammation fat. Goodbye, inflammation fat. Goodbye, self-loathing fat. Goodbye, self-loathing fat. Goodbye, self-loathing fat. Goodbye, self-loathing fat. Goodbye, unloved fat. Goodbye, unloved fat. Goodbye, unloved fat. Goodbye, unloved, fat. Giving you all 10 seconds before round 5. Slimmer and trimmer, embodied. Slimmer and trimmer, embodied. Slimmer and trimmer, embodied. Skinny fitter, embodied. Skinny fitter, embodied. Skinny fitter, embodied. Taller and stronger, embodied. Taller and stronger, embodied. Taller and stronger, embodied. Flatter, firmer belly, embodied. Flatter, firmer belly, embodied. Flatter, firmer belly, embodied. Torso, alchemized. Belly, alchemized. Core, alchemized. Body, alchemized. Health, alchemized. Life, alchemized. Your 5 rounds of workout are done. Please take your time. When you're ready, the first thing you will do is get up gently and have some water. And by some water, I mean a full glass of water. Tell me how your torso is. Tell me how your core is doing. Tell me about the heat in the body. Tell me if you're sweating. Tell me if you feel like stretching, like putting your arms up. Tell me if you felt in the middle of it all, like getting up and walking. Like moving your body. Energies are flowing in the body, flowing, healing, detoxing, flowing and 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 detoxing, 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 fat, metabolizing, energy levels upgrading, kidney functions restored, restored, restored. Until I find out how you are doing, I want to tell you that the only bad workout is the one you didn't do. In perimenopause, menopause, midlife, we feel like we can't do it. And it is correct because the exhaustion is real. The lack of motivation, energy, it is real. And yet, some activity is required. Some sense of movement in the body is required. Like Aram, like me, I have no doubt that each and every one of y'all also have very active lifestyles or want to do that much more in the world. There's no reason why you can't. Evolution is going to take some time to catch up, but till then, we have the decrees. Please hydrate completely and check how you're feeling.